Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life, the show where we have on-time solutions to end your financial nightmare and make you financially proactive where money matters.
Your kids, your money, your plans, brought to you by Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor, and today we have a fabulous show. Your kids, your money, your plans is a segment all about kids and money. We are taking financial education to the next level to create financially smart kids. But by request, we took some requests from our listening audience, and guess what? OMG, it is almost summer. So that is what we're going to be talking about. Your kids are counting down the days until the last day of school. Are you prepared? That's what we're going to be talking about, preparing your kids for their summer, and do you have plans for them, what you can do. I found some great tips and some advice that all parents need to be listening to. So you need to take this time right now, right before I take my disclaimer and play that. You need to get a pen, some paper, call a friend. Our website is available as well as our online presence. You can also join us in the chat room, Facebook, Twitter, and of course on Google Chat. You can contact us there, but I'm giving you the phone number right now. Tell a friend. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. You're not going to want to miss what we have in store for you today, because we're going to give you some great tips on what you can do to plan your children's summer. So right after our disclaimer, we're going to jump right into our subject. So hold on tight. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back, and you are listening to Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plans, and today's hot topic is planning your kids' summer vacation. So that's right. Believe it or not, it is that time of year again. The end of the school year is within sight. And parents, if you're like me, we are making plans for that long stretch of summer ahead. And guess what? We are probably trying to pull our brains out to go, oh, my God, it seems like the school year has just jetted by and summer is right on our heels. So we have to make some real quick plans. So if you have not planned for your kids' summer vacation, what are the things that you can do? Believe it or not, we have some great tips for you. So I hope that you were able to grab a pen and some paper. Or if you would like, you can always go to our website, go to our blog. That's at secureyourlife.blogspot.com. So let me spell that for you. That is secureyourlife.blog, spot.com. So that is secureyourlife.blogspot.com. And you can get all of this great information on the tips that we're going to be giving you. Please make your comments there as well. We want to hear from you. We're taking your suggestions. If you found some great tips and we'd like to share it on the show, so we're going to definitely delve right into what you parents can do that will be affordable and one-stop shop. That's what it is all about on this show. There are some great local camps, reading programs, activities, and projects to keep those kids of all ages entertained for the summer. Here are a few of places that are on my favorite list that you'll find affordable, diverse classes, and that are for camps of all age kids, and like I said, a one-stop shop, and we definitely love this. And I actually got these tips from one of our moms that listened to the show. Thanks for listening. Well, one of the things, number one, is your local park and recreation department. So no matter where you are across the country, there is always a park and recreation department that you could actually contact. A lot of them definitely have websites. And, yes, they are actually registering for summer camp right now. Believe it or not, some schools have already concluded and are getting ready for their summer plans. So the parks and recreation departments are definitely taking registration. We also have the YMCA, which is also nationwide. You have the community colleges actually have programs that kids can actually join. The Girl Scouts of America, the Boy Scouts of America, another great spot that you can actually contact them via the web. I told you the web is always your best friend. You can search the web and find almost anything. Your local library. Yes, believe it or not, the local library has a lot of resources that you and I need to tap into. They have great programs for kids throughout the year, but they have an excellent program for the summer and the Boys and Girls Club. So with all those in mind, let me read that one more time for you. Number one was the Park and Recreation Department. We have the YMCAs. The community colleges have programs for kids. Girl Scouts of America, Boy Scouts of America, your local library, that is a great, great place, a wonderful resource, and the Boys and Girls Club. So I'm going to start with one of the difficult things, which is to find places for your teens to go. Okay, because they are hard to find, my suggestion for teens are as follows. Now, when you're looking for programs for teens, because they're kind of wishy-washy, and at best they think that they're a little bit too old to be joining any real summer camp program, and a lot of the teens would like to have a job, but guess what? The Park and Recreation programs definitely have something not only for them to join, but actually for them to help out. A lot of the schools are requiring students now to do community service. Well, this is a great way for you to kind of get some of those community service hours taking place over the summer. So you should find out from your school's counseling department and see exactly what you can do to get those community service hours taken care of over the summer. So some of the classes that teens can actually take and actually have fun is preparing for careers or moving out on their own. That's right, high school juniors and seniors that are graduating, getting ready to go to college, this is a great thing for you to do to kind of prepare yourself for that move. Another great spot is to take etiquette and life skill classes. There's also entrepreneurial programs that a lot of these particular summer programs, they have those as an option. Babysitting is an option with CPR and first aid, which is a great classes to take no matter what. Modeling, music and voice, and guess what? That's right. Since our kids spend more time on the computer and playing video games, there's actually video game design classes and web design classes as well. And how about that computer class? How about taking up a hobby like photography or filmmaking? So many of our kids are doing these YouTube videos, so why not step it up a notch and actually take some classes to hone your skill and make your videos like the professionals do? Art classes, dance classes, and getting involved in team sports are some great activities for your teens. And how about cooking? That's one art that a lot of us, even as adults, have lost, is the art of cooking. Well, there are actually some really great cooking classes for teens, and believe it or not, if there's a Whole Foods in your city, that is a great place to find some great things for teens to do. They have some excellent classes for them to take, so I suggest that you actually contact your Whole Foods and find out what great resources they have for you as well. Now, I haven't forgot about our young ones. The young kids, there's so much for them to do as well. There are a lot of camps that will take them starting at even age 4, and they can do the etiquette and life skill classes as well. And guess what? For those of you all who love Legos, there is a Lego engineering class that you can probably take, and your young one will actually have a lot of fun. Teaching them first aid and CPR is another great thing that they a lifelong skill that they will have and utilize for the rest of their lives. So I suggest that that is one class you definitely want to get them into. Swimming is another great activity. Not only is it great for them as far as physical fitness, but being able to swim is so important so that they don't have an unfortunate incident of being in the water and not being able to swim, which can be kind of scary. So they have great swim classes, especially at the Park and Recreation Department, your local YMCA. They also give those classes as well. Sports, teen sports for little kids is just as great as they are for teens. Dance class, music, and that's right, cooking for young ones too, because they also can utilize that fun skill of actually helping you in the kitchen. But some of the camps actually give cooking classes for little ones. So that's some of the things that you can probably take a look at. And like I said, surf the web, let the web be your best friend when it comes to the activity of finding things for summer camp. Now, I found one of the most fabulous articles that I must share this with you all. But if you just joined us, you are listening to Your Money, Your Kids, Your Plans, brought to you by Secure Your Life. And we are talking about OMG, it's almost summertime. Now, the article that I found is Making Plans for Your Kids. What must you include? Now, being a parent, a busy parent like most of us are, one of the things that we do, we plan out every aspect of our children's lives. But what we don't include in our planning is time to play. Remember, these are children, and they really do need unscheduled fun time just to be kids. That is so important. Kids really need that downtime. And the problem these days is they don't get enough of the downtime. So as you map out your summer, it is really important to build in regular scheduled time for them to have fun, to play, and just absolutely do nothing but being a kid. And guess what? It helps them in so many ways. With our lives being so structured and with them being in school 6 hours and then coming home after that and putting in more hours of homework, these children are overtaxed, overburdened, and their minds are overworked. And because they don't have enough time to just be kids, that has been a real big downer for them. It actually hurts them mentally. It hurts their development. It actually hurts them all the way around when they don't have time to just have fun. Your kids are probably, like most children these days, propped in front of a television or propped in front of a computer. It is time for them to get up, have fun, exercise. Go outside and have fun like we used to when we were kids. Remember when your parents put you out of the house and told you don't come in and out of the house unless we're going to make you stay in, and we did not want that, and they didn't see us until it was lunchtime or time for supper at the end of the day, and last thing that you wanted was you must be in before the street lights come in. Now these kids never leave, and they don't go outside and play. So it's time for them to get up, have some unstructured fun, get out there and play outside, take in the oxygen, run around, and get physical, physical, physical. That's what they need to do. Have fun. Play it. Make up games. They definitely need to decompress, relax, and get out that excess energy. This will help them physically, mentally, and make you and your child a whole lot happier. So while you are structuring everything, make sure to plan some fun time in the sun time. And oh, as always, we always want you to be safe. So with that, make sure that you're packing that sunscreen, at least 30 proof, so that they don't get burned while they're out having fun in the sun. So with that in mind, I hope that you enjoy some of the quick tips that we had about summertime fun. We want your children to be happy, to be healthy, and always, always keeping in mind that it is all about your plans, your kids, your money, always on this show. And this is a perfect time to actually take the time out to really spend some quality time with your kids, getting to know them again, and them getting a chance to actually get to know you. With all of the hustle and bustle of everyday life, when was the last time your kids and yourself had a chance just to sit down and laugh? When's the last time that you all actually watched a program together, watched a movie together, took a walk together, just talked about absolutely nothing and enjoying them and getting into their little world? When's the last time you actually sat down in the middle of the floor and played games with their little ones? And for those older children, when's the last time that you actually broke out the board game? That's right. Monopoly, Life, Mousetrap, Connect Four, any of those games, that's right, they may be old school, but this gives your children a time to get to know you, and you get to know them, and have fun. And if you want to go the technology way, how about sometime this time with the upcoming summer and these weekends, why don't you get on the Wii with them? That is a fun family game, or even the Xbox 360 with the Kinect, and they can get physical. You can get physical with them. Spend some time, quality time with your kids, because they grow up so quickly. And you don't want to miss out on what's going on with your children. So with that in mind, we hope that you enjoyed our show. We're going to give you a real quick review. And don't forget to tune into us Monday through Friday, where we always give you great tips on great hot topics from A to Z. And every Thursday, we talk about your kids, your money, your plans, always on Secure Your Life. Every Thursday, when we take a hot topic given by our audience, you can contact us if you like and give us some show ideas for your kids, your money, your plans. For next Thursday, you can always email us at shows, S-H-O-W-S, at the word secure, S-C-U-R-E, the word your, Y-O-U-R, and life is always spelled with a Y on our show. So that's L-Y-F-E.N-E-T. So you can email us at shows@secureyourlife.net, and in the subject box, put show idea, and I will get your email and read the emails and actually pick your show idea. We have some great things coming for you on the show for this summer, so please tune in and definitely tell a friend. And real quick, I'm going to go over some of the things that we talked about as a review before we wrap up our show. And we want you to definitely enjoy your children this summer. So if you're looking for some summer camp fun, some summer activities for your children, check out your local park and recreation department, your local YMCAs, the community colleges in your town or city, the Girl Scouts of America, the Boy Scouts of America, your local library, and the Boys and Girls Club. Now, we got all of these great tips from one of our listening audience, and I would like to thank you so much for giving us this hot tip. And you can always join us every Thursday, that's right, when we're talking about your money, your kids, your plans on this show. Please join us and join our blog. We actually have the same information on our blog, and you can find our blog at secureyourlife.blogspot.com. That is secureyourlife.blogspot.com. And it's called SYL on the Move, as always. And I am your host, Diamond Taylor, hoping to hear from you soon. Have a great weekend, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow when we have Dollar Diva, and she's going to go around town finding you bargains and great freebies and great wonderful coupons, so you're not going to want to miss that show. But until next week, I am your host, Diamond Taylor. Thank you for listening to Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plans. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Secure Your Life, the show where we give you real life, no holds barred conversations, Monday through Friday on various financial topics with on-time solutions from A to Z, taking financial education to the next level, helping you to become financially proactive where money matters.